Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who is neither Cardi B nor Cardio. I am Rob Cicerino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. And I'm so excited for tonight's episode talking about Big Brother Canada 6 here on Monday night, April 16th, 2018, because this is an amazing show here tonight. First, okay, let me tell you who's going to be with us to talk about the live feeds. Please welcome the great Brent. Welcome up, Brent. How are you?
You just so threw me. I had no idea you're going to come to me first tonight. Nice to see you, Rob.
Yes. Well, that would be you'd be a forgotten person.
That's true.
If I went to you second after I brought in the king and queen of Big Brother, please welcome Aika Wong and Demetrius and Aika. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? We're good, thank you.
Doing great.
So excited to see you both here on the podcast. Really excited to talk about everything that's going on in the world of Big Brother. How's everything? Good?
Everything's great. Everything's good. How are you doing, Rob?
Oh, I'm doing spectacular. Lots of fun stuff going on the podcast. And how could I be bad when I have you guys here on the podcast with us tonight? Yes.
She smells it already, Rob.
Yes. So we're so excited. We've got the chat room open. Hashtag RHAP. Send your questions in as well. And we brought in Brent just for you, Aika, that you said that's the one LFC that you would be willing to speak with.
That is the only person I'm willing to have a conversation with. Everybody else could go. And I'm not a live feed person. No disrespect to you. I just mean everybody else that you have besides Brent could go.
The whole Rob is a planet. They can go, Rob. They can just go.
The whole planet. All of them.
Okay. All right. So we're going to be talking about this episode here tonight where we saw Derek's nominations for the block this week. Johnny and Ryan again back up on the block, all that and more. But first, so Aika and Demetrius, so what have you guys been up to?
Just living.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, she's in Edmonton right now, just seeing lots of friends and just hanging out. Trying to soak up second we get.
Look at you two. That all the haters said it wasn't going to last. It wasn't going to work out. What is this? Is this a year now? Have you guys had your one year anniversary?
A year.
It's been a year.
Yeah,
it's been a year.
Yeah,
you know what? This is the thing. I feel like I am not in the position to hate on the haters because I was one of those people who was like, I hate romances. They suck. I should all go and like just run away and never be seen ever again. So I get the haters.
Yeah.
I just can't wait anymore.
All right. And Demetrius, how you doing? Good?
Doing great, man. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's going on in the house this week. I know it's the big controversy and I haven't really had a chance to talk too much about it. And I know Brent was very upset among many others about the big twist that happened where we saw Erica go home. Aika and Demetrius, what was your reaction to this Thursday's past twist?
I mean, it was good to watch. Like, you know, from an entertainment perspective, like I'm happy. The only crap thing that, you know, cost us Erica, and Erica was like, I feel like she was playing super hard and she was kind of giving us something that a lot of the other house guests weren't. So it kind of sucked to see her go. But at the end of the day, it's a twist and that's what we're all here for, right?
Well, I kind of feel like it would have been better if Kayla had, you know, not disappointed me and just put up Erica and Johnny in the first place. Put them up, let them fight, and then just do that instead of having to force Canada's hand into, like, you know, having them now replace Erica, who couldn't fight for herself and had to go home. Put them up on the block. Like what had you wrong with these people?
Yeah. You feel like everybody's playing it too safe and slow, Aika?
It's too slow for me, Rob. But I don't understand. Like, I want to be cool with these people, but they're trying to not have us be friends.
Yeah,
Sorry, there's no line. Like, nobody's picking a side, right? And it's just like, I want to see them battle it out.
No, I agree. I think that one of the big problems the show has had so far this season is that it has been a very nuanced, strategic game so far. And Taryn and Brent and Melissa have done a great job of really, you know, documenting what's going on where. But I feel like that the 3-time-a-week TV show has not been able to do a very good job so far in sort of painting that picture. And I feel like that most people, they watch the show, they want to get into it. But I think that it's very hard to see where the sides are in the house. And I think it's been very hard to have a rooting interest in this season. What do you guys think about that?
I feel the exact same way. I have been like very confused this entire season. I don't know who's with who. Like tonight, Ryan said he's with Paris, and I'm just like, wait, but no, you're not with Paris. But maybe he does think he's with. I just don't know who's with who. It's very confusing, and I'm not rooting for anyone.
Like going back to your first season, Aika, you watch the show and it's very easy to say, okay, you know, that there's the first five and then there's the other people in the house. That's you don't need to pay that close attention to know who's with who and what's going on. And Pop and Paul is being crazy. But you basically that's what's happening in the house. And Brent, I would say then maybe the Erica went out. She got screwed and everything. But in some ways, did that sort of crystallize things a little bit more for the TV show in terms of where the lines are?
I suppose. I mean, maybe now there are only three sides rather than four sides. I think with Erica in the house, there was a Johnny Erica contingent that was going to have to be dealt with. But by virtue of the twist, that element was eliminated. And now you have, you know, essentially Allie and Olivia as a duo, Dayla as a duo or a showmance, and then the threesome of Will, Maddie, and Paris, then Ryan out on an island by himself, Johnny out on an island by himself. So that's where things stand right now. I do agree with you guys, though. I talked to Taryn about this earlier in the season, you know, that I have made a joke that I like my reality TV a little bit simpler with a little bit more popcorn. Mm-hmm. I like heroes and villains. I like people who I know I can root for and people I can root against. Like, you know, last season I knew I was rooting for Aika, and I'm not just kissing her ass because she's here. She just came back. I just knew where my heart was, and I feel like fans when they watch the show, they want to know quick and easy who do I like and who do I hate, because that's reality TV. And I understand Taryn likes a more nuanced, strategic view of the game, and it's definitely been the guy who I work with. Exactly. I think it's maybe a little bit hard to digest for the general public.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this complicated game, and that's great for the live feeds. But I think that the show has had a very hard time, you know, telling a story that people can follow in these 3-time-a-week episodes. Now, Ike and Demetrius, we have this other showmance that's in the house this season that we have Dayla.
I know it is. It's Ryan on the and the block.
That's the showman.
They're absolutely.
They're a strong showman.
They're inseparable.
Yes. So tell me, what do you guys make of Dayla? Because that to me, they're together, but I never. It seems like that there is no. It's like the showmance minus any romance.
Yeah, there's definitely a few things missing there. Well, we weren't even talking about it watching it. We're like, there was one scene where Derek is talking game and then Kayla leaves. And it's like, I remember when I was HOH and we're having those game talks, like whatever you're saying to me, you can say to Aika. Like, you know, we're in it together and we're bouncing everything off each other, but they don't have that team vibe as much.
I feel like Kayla is more interested in Derek than he's into her.
How is that possible?
I don't know. And she's honestly, I saw her in person. She's a very good looking girl.
She talks about her skin all the time. Like we're watching the show.
Kayla has good skin.
Kayla's doing this and this on the show. And then she's just like, yeah, her skin is good. And I'm just like, really good skin. Come on.
Yeah. Brent, am I missing it? It seems like that there's like no chemistry between Derek and Kayla when I watch the show.
No, we've talked about it before. I mean, I'll be more blunt than Aika and Demetrius. I I don't see the chemistry. There is no chemistry here. I mean, it just seems like two people who are together for the sake of being together, and maybe that, and it's certainly working for them on the show so far. Yeah. But I just don't see any passion here whatsoever. It's sort of like people who like look at each other like, well, you're good looking and you're good looking and I guess we should be together, but there's no sparks there.
Right.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. I don't see a connection. Mm-hmm. I see a connection with Ryan and the Block.
Ryan and the Block might be still together in a year. Derek, I feel like
they're together till the very end. Ride or die.
I did think that the show pivoted a little bit tonight to now present Johnny as this underdog character on the show. And I feel like that this was, you know, easy to get behind Johnny now that he has his back against the wall. Well, what have you guys made of Johnny this season?
You know what? I really haven't been the biggest fan of Johnny. You know, I don't dislike him. I just really haven't been a fan. Of, I don't know, most people.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like he voted for Erica and he should have just said it. My problem is I don't think Johnny is an underdog. He put himself in that position. Whereas like Ryan is still being put on the block when he still has no one. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. The season makes no sense to me. I don't get it. But I also don't watch live feeds. So am I missing something?
Well, I mean, I can answer really quickly if I may, Rob. The problem that I think most people are not seeing is that they're basically trying to hide their connections to some people. I mean, different elements in the house, the duos and the trios in the house. They're trying to make sure that they're looking beyond this week into next week and saying, well, you know, if the game board looks like this, then are we safe no matter who wins HOH? And so they're trying to play a very safe game, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily a very interesting game for TV.
Okay, right. I see. Yeah. And I only watch TV.
They're just trying to cover their butts on all bases instead of just being like, man, I hope that guy don't win HOH because if he does, he's putting me up, right?
Right, exactly. And that's the thing with Johnny. I share Ika's non-plusness with Johnny. I mean, Johnny seems like somebody who plays very much like me, it seems like, if I was in the house. But he had a bit of a rat floaterishness to him, sort of like Andy from Big Brother 15, that I did not particularly care for. I didn't like him when Andy was in the house. I can appreciate how good of a game it was, but I didn't particularly care for watching that game. I like my game a little bit more, you know, sparks and flurry. I like the Johnny I saw this week after everything blew up when he was letting him have it. But I agree with Ika. He should have just owned his vote from the start because everyone knew it was him.
Everyone expected him to vote for it. And then it's like, why are you trying to lie and cover it up? Just own it. It's going to come out eventually. Like, look at what happened to Veronica, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it seemed as though when Johnny was lying about that he cast the vote for Will, it seemed like that nobody bought it. And it was that thing where he's trying to say, he's arguing, okay, it wasn't me. It's like, whatever, you guys don't believe me anyway, which I always feel like is a tell when somebody didn't do something, but they're willing to then walk away from it. Like, okay, you know, believe me or not, like the innocent person, I feel like never says, you don't have to believe me. But the innocent person, I feel like will fight tooth and nail until you believe them. But that being said, yeah, once he was able to move past that and say, okay, let me come clean, then I feel like then he was finally able to, you know, at least have some conversations with Will and with some of the other people, like Dayla, moving forward. But he still ends up here on the block with Ryan this week. And do you think that Ike and Demetrius, that since that you think that those nominations were wrong, who should Derek have put up this week?
What do you think?
I'm just tired of seeing Ryan up there. Like, I feel like they just need to pull him in. And, you know, this guy's just sitting there waiting for someone to take him in, right? Someone he can play with, someone who's going to talk game with them, and nobody's giving it to him. If you take him in, if you're the first guy to take him in, he's a guy on your team, right? And put up Johnny and whoever. Like, just, I want to see a line drawn and I want to see some people battle it out.
I just feel like it's Big Brother is, it's simple, but it's calm, but it's easy. Mm-hmm. Simple, but easy. The simple thing is, this is what you go into the week thinking. If this person wins HOH, do I think I'm on their short list? And that's all you have to ask yourself. Yeah. And then you move forward. And I think for Dayla, they could probably rope in Ryan. They kept him safe and show some, you know, like, listen, you've been going through a hard time. I'll keep you safe. but they're probably on Maddie's short list. They're probably on Johnny's short list. They're probably on a couple, like maybe even Paris, a couple other people's short list. You put the short list people on the block. Whoever you think will chuck you on the block of their HOH that you can't really smooth, you know, and smooth on your HOH. No, they're going on the block and that's it. It's that simple.
I want to go back.
There's no mastermind behind it. That's just that simple.
Yeah. The people make it more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's simple, but it's not easy. It's simple in the sense of, I feel like these people don't like me. If they're in power, I might be in danger. Yeah. It's not easy in the sense of like, you got to win HOH. You got to talk to all these people. You got to go around and fight. But it's simple in the sense of when you're in power, it's very simple. When you weren't in power, remember how people made you feel. Remember how unsafe that person made you feel. Because when you're in power, you'll forget because they'll make you feel good. I don't ever forget nothing.
Basically, who are the two people you don't want to see win HOH? And just put those guys on.
Yeah, it's that simple.
Like, if you're really that scared of Ryan winning HOH, I guess Chuck him off. But I mean, like there's got to be some other people that are coming after you harder than him.
Brent, what do you think about that? Is that the unified theory of Big Brother, that think about who you don't want to win HOH and put those people on the block?
Yeah, certainly. I think the problem is, though, that they have found a permanent pawn in Ryan, and it's very easy to chuck him up on the block with who you want to be your target and just call it a day rather than, you know, making two enemies in the house. I think everyone's just taking a tack like, let's just play. It's ironic I bring up Brad Floternish and Andy, because Spencer was the permanent pawn that year. They just kept throwing him up on the block every week with the target over and over again. Ironically, Spencer and Ryan don't look dissimilar. So I think that that's what's happening this year. And because of that, people have been allowed, by virtues of the dynamics of the game, to play a safer game than they might otherwise not be able to do so.
Okay. Yeah.
So I want to go to that Thursday night twist that we saw, Ike. To me, it was very reminiscent of what went on when Cindy won the head of household in the double eviction. Were you getting any flashbacks watching that play out?
With Erica or with the double?
With Erica and where Ryan came down off the block.
And, you know, I feel like the thing with Kayla, where I got to give her some props, I'm not quite sure what was going on live feeds, but on the TV show, nobody was telling her to do it. Like, Ali was like, no, it's too hasty. Like, she pretty much was just like, I want to do this, but she didn't have any real backup, maybe except for Derek. Where I was like, really, like, trying to, like, Cindy, like, we got to do this. Let's do this. Come on, you know, let's do this. Mind you, she did have other people like Bruno and Kevin saying no. But I think she felt she had the support of the house and me like egging her on.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, Kayla didn't really have that. Yeah. Not from what I saw.
Yeah, I'll give
Taylor more credit.
Yeah, exactly. I give Kayla tons of credit because by this point in the game, Allie is quickly realized that she's eating her own numbers and that maybe it's not such a good idea to get rid of Erica at this point. I know Allie started to back off the idea that, you know, Erica might be a good replacement nominee when they were talking about if the veto was used and they needed a replacement nominee to go up. Obviously, they didn't know the twist was coming. But Kayla went and got the votes. And of course, the one person who was there saying, you know what, I will do whatever you want, make a big move, was Paris. And I think that Paris is really, there were some rocky times like week three, week four, week five when Jesse went home, but Paris has done a great job of rebuilding that relationship with Dayla, and I think it's paying dividends right now.
So here's what I think was unfair about the twist last week.
Don't even get me started, Rob. This is something
that I don't think that people have talked about. Okay. So yes, I was very confident that the twist would be used and somebody would come down, even though I thought as of last week, I thought it would be Will, but that was before we saw the episode on Wednesday with Ryan. I thought that Erica would be safe if she hit the block, because I did not think that they would give them so much time to deliberate and hold court with everybody. I really thought it should have been, okay, Kayla, what do you want to do? Okay, Ryan is down, rename somebody. Okay, Erica, all right, let's vote. Like, I don't think that she should have been allowed to then have a huddle with every single person. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. I think feel like it should have been like a boom, boom, boom thing. Ike and Dimitri, what do you think about this? Should Kayla get the time to then tell everybody what they're supposed to do?
I feel like say that had happened and she just had to replace someone and somebody gets instantly evicted. I feel like the problem with that is like Erica might have felt like I didn't have a chance to talk to her and to even right. say anything. It might have been an even bigger sting for her. Mm-hmm. I would, as a player, if that had happened like this and it's like quickly replaced, sit on the block, and now it's time to go, because when you're on the block, you don't have a chance to campaign.
So you give a speech, but yeah, I feel like that what did her in was Kayla getting to go and talk to every single person. Okay, you're going to vote her out, right? And then they were able to like lock down the plan and then go right. Not to mix Survivor and Big Brother, but if this type of thing happens on Survivor, okay, all right. Time to vote. You know, somebody played an idol. This person, you can't vote for this person. Now everybody go do it. And so
it's messier that way too, because people don't know where all the votes are landing, and people are exposing each other because with their votes, right? Oh, I voted for her. She voted for him. And then like after the dust settles, everyone's figuring out where the votes went, and then the house kind of blows up, right?
Yeah, and they can talk, but talk in front of them. Nobody's allowed to go in the storage room. You want to talk, say out in front of everybody. Then that'll be a big fight.
I want it to be messy. Well, I want it to be like, you're going yes. home, you're going home. I'm going
home. Lock all the doors and leave it in the living room.
Yeah, that would be, I think that would be better. I think that they got to like really like organize a real hit on Erica there in 5 minutes.
Oh, you're right, and they're missing out on all the great opportunity, because think about Big Brother 3 when Brittany was the HOH during the triple eviction. Bruno wins the power of veto, you know, uses it on Zach in a moment's notice, and she's totally shocked about it, has to name a replacement nominee, and is like literally looking around the room like, and then she eventually spits out Willow, and then Willow goes home in some fluke vote, and she's out of the house. I will say that there is precedent for this, Rob. I know that when Suzette was saved during season one, that Tom, who was the HOH at the time, was allowed a few minutes to talk with people and think about a replacement nominee. That's how Anil went home, I think. Mm-hmm. Please help me. Sounds about right. So there is precedent for it, but the producers are inconsistent with this, and the whole thing just stinks, Rob. Honestly, what? Because you know what? Give me 10 seconds, Rob. Like, it just stinks, because honestly, we have two people. We get, you know, maybe one or two people every year from the LGBT community on a reality show. OK, this year we have Erica and Johnny, two kick ass people who are absolutely running the house from top to bottom, winning comps, going out there, putting their name on shit. And then Erica goes home because of some twist, because of some sap edit that they gave Ryan on Wednesday night. Canada, you know, I love you. If you please save me, if there's anything you can do. And then after that, the other person from the LGBT community and Johnny is totally exposed. They're going to go out back to back, I swear. And it just bites, because that's not how it was supposed to be. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you say? That's
it sucks. Yeah, that's what I can say. It sucks.
But if you don't give Kayla the time to have the private one-on-ones with people, if she has to do it in front of everybody, imagine Erica and Johnny telling everybody like, what, you're gonna vote for me? F you. It could have happened before the vote instead of after. Did you like seeing Erica and Johnny blow up on the house after it was announced that Erica was going home?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some things where people have been like, oh my gosh, like Erica, what a sore loser. I'm sorry. I felt like she handled herself well. Like, she's not some fake beauty pageant person. No. She is a real person, and she's angry. She's going to show real, authentic emotion. What do you want her to do? Leave and not say anything?
And that is a tough way to get out too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that is a tough way. And she showed her loyalty to a few people, and then to just like 2 seconds, you know, you go from being fine and then out the door, and just like, blew up. Like, what do you think she was gonna happen?
Yeah,
right?
Of course she's upset. I mean, for her to, and honestly, I feel like she directed her anger quite well.
Yeah.
She didn't yell at all the people who voted her out. She just directed at Kayla. You know, it's not like she was like being like, oh, like, I hate you. My God, what a time. She handled herself quite well. And then she left and handled herself quite well with Arissa as well, I felt.
Yeah. Now, were you surprised that she didn't get to be on the jury?
Yes. I was surprised. I thought Mary was going to be jury. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was surprised that she didn't. But, I mean, there are a lot of good players that go out who are not on jury. I guess it's a smaller jury this year. I just wasn't.
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be only 7 people. That last season, was it 10 votes that were on the All-Star jury or the Big Brother Counter 5 jury?
It was probably nine because it has to be uneven, right?
Yeah. They could do it even with like Canada's vote, but I mean, I was kind of hoping they would have like a final, like a jury of 8 in Canada be voting, because they keep saying, Arista keeps saying, you know, this is for you, the fans, you brought us back. And then, of course, they take out the most popular person in the house. Anyway, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, but here's my thesis though, Brent, because I feel like that the show has really struggled to, and yes, there are people that are popular with the live feeders, but I believe that with the TV audience, I think no one is popular. And I think that's why Ryan is able to be saved by all of a sudden Ryan gets a good edit one night and gets, you know, 50% of the vote, because I think that the house has not been defined in any clear way, that from you watch it from episode to episode, people don't know who they want to root for because they just don't have enough information.
No, go ahead.
I just feel like when I watch the show, like, because I don't watch live feeds. When I watch the you know, the 3 times a week episodes, I feel like when I watch those episodes, I felt bad for Ryan. If I was a viewer, I would have voted to keep Ryan as well. And it's and I feel like it's partially that you felt bad for Ryan, but it's also partially of you're tired of these people doing the exact same thing every single week. So I don't think it's like, oh, Ryan got this edit and people kept him. I think people are just like, listen, I'm tired of seeing Ryan on the block. Let's just see who else will go on the block and who else will go home. And I don't care. I think that's just what it was.
Like, we've seen Ryan play in the POV. We've seen what he's going to do on the block. Let's see somebody else crumble under the pressure. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, Demetrius, you were somebody that won a lot of competitions last season. Erica has also won a lot of competitions, which ultimately made her a target. Do you feel like that should she have taken her foot off the gas to some degree, knowing that something like this was possible?
Like, should she have taken her foot off the gas to like not make herself a target?
Yeah.
Early on.
I mean, you know, I don't know the dynamics of the house, but I know for me personally, and I think for her, watching her, she's very, very competitive. I don't think she has it in her to take the foot off the gas. And I mean, the power is like, you know, you want to do your damage control where you can, but you can't put a price on that power. I wouldn't throw anything. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know what's going to happen. And like, say she had won HOH. I think she was outgoing HOH when she went out this week, correct? But you know, had she won, the more you win, the safer you are, right? And you can keep people safe.
I kind of also feel like once you're an established target, you can't make yourself an on-target.
Yeah, like she's not going to convince people that she can't win comps
anymore. Like, you know, or even if she didn't win comps for the next 2 weeks, people just still see her as a target. Yeah. It's just, you've kind of created that, you know, like, it's weird because when you're in the house, what people on the outside don't get is you have this sense of like this thing about you. Even if you're not it, people just perceive you as it, right? So people perceive her as always winning comps. Even if she stopped, she could not win 3 comps in a row. This will call her a comp beast.
Yeah.
So she's already a target. She's already a threat. She will always be a target and a threat.
As soon as you won 2 or 3, like, people stamp you like that. Yeah. Now you might as well go all out and win.
You have to.
I'd agree with that. Rob, I didn't even contend that it was done after one competition. When she won that the Laura Croft Tomb Raider competition at the beginning of the season, that was absolutely insane. I mean, and she was killing the boys on that. I remember Hamza went into that going, like, I'm going to win this. And then, of course, you know, it was like huffing and puffing. I think that the script was written on Erica at that point.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any players in particular that either of you have any, are you invested in any way in terms of rooting interest?
Not yet.
Who's close? Yeah, everybody's close. You know that, like,
I'm not invested in any.
Yeah, we're not invested. Like, if somebody goes, like, I've watched Big Brother where someone goes home, I am mad. Like, I am pissed. Like, I'm upset. You know, if someone went home, I'm not going to feel those emotions. I might feel bad, But I am not like, I am super upset. I hate everybody else. I don't have those exact same emotions as I usually do. But I was pretty like upset with how they treated Marin in the house while he was there. I'm more upset with them keep putting Ryan on the block. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, like here we go again. Yeah. So annoying.
So you're feeling like he's that you're rooting for him now.
It's not that I'm rooting for him. It's just, I hate showmances. I'm tired of Ryan and the block. I'm just.
You want to break up that showmance.
I want to break up that showmance.
Yeah. Now, I could not believe tonight, Brent, that we got a have not competition. I mean, I feel like that the show has so much work to do to explain what's going on in the house. And we spent 10 minutes playing basketball.
And then they took that out. Like, I mean, the only part that was fun was when they were swiveling. And then I think the producers were like, this is taking too long. We need to go.
I felt that basketball was like the ultimate metaphor for Big Brother, where it's like, OK, here's the game, everybody. And then it's like, OK, now we'll change it. Now the game is this. You get to it. First of all, Ike and Demetrius, how were the teams, the men versus the women, basically, that it was Ryan, Will and Johnny and Maddie versus all the women in the house in basketball?
They had to pull some random number and it had to have just worked out like that.
Yeah, it was Robert was team captains. Johnny and I think Kayla maybe or Paris was team captains. They didn't know what the competition was going to be. I'm sure they knew it was the basketball competition. Okay.
Demetrius, the final score was 24-4.
And I'm not surprised with those teams. I'm just like, of course. Like Will 6'7", his first move was like a through the legs thing. I'm like, oh my God, he is going to steamroll these guys.
Yeah. That I don't even know why, but why are we getting a big competition right now about like we finally have people like fighting with each other. We had a big fight between Will and Ryan in this episode also. And then we then go back to, OK, now we're going to play basketball.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, you know what I was going to say? I was kind of annoyed with the whole Will and Ryan fight. I just kind of felt like it was pointless. Like if Will's going to get upset at Ryan, then he should be even more upset at Johnny, because I feel like Ryan doesn't really owe them anything. And like the nerve of you, Will, who was just about to vote out Ryan, has the nerve to be upset that he was going to vote, that he voted against you. Like, Will is getting on my last nerve. I'm tired of him too. I'm tired. He's so annoying to me.
Yeah. And then he was talking like my game was on the line, and he's telling this to Ryan. It's like Ryan's been on the block 4 times in a week. I don't think he wants to hear your little sad story about how your game was on the line for an hour. Like,
yeah. I just kind of feel like, why didn't he show the exact same emotion
towards Johnny? And then Johnny confesses, he's like, oh yeah, it's all good, bro. We're all good. But then he blew up on Ryan.
That was more.
Exactly. There's a little bit of crybabyitis, actually a lot of crybabyitis with Will. It's just, he's always the victim in his own mind. Like, you know, why are you guys picking on me? Why are you putting me on the block? This is one of the reasons why Derek didn't nominate Will this week, was because if I nominate Will, even as a pawn instead of Ryan, he'll freak out, which I guess is an effective strategy. But again, it's not great from a TV perspective.
No,
especially because the fight that they were having was such a dumb one where Will was mad that Ryan voted for him on the block. And he's like, well, what if I came down, or what if you were the one that came down and it was me and Erica on the block? Well, what would you have voted to Erica out? It's like, oh, that's different. That's what, you know, he's getting mad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, that's the same exact thing. It's the same thing. So.
Yeah, honestly, that was probably more annoying to me. That's probably why Big Brother was like, let's throw in some, you know, basketball to not have Ike go crazy. They're probably just like, because that fight to me, it was a fight, but it was the most annoying fight. I had to get up and walk away.
Yeah, we were looking at each other like, is this happening?
Right, they had to put on basketball for me to calm down. You know, it was all me.
That's yeah, what no, they seriously. Ike, honestly, the issue for me was just that he was so mad at him for voting against him. And I didn't know why he was, because he didn't owe him anything. Honestly, the whole thing was just about Will being mad that Canada chose to save Ryan rather than him. I thought Will for sure thought, OK, Canada's going to save me. And then face crack of the century when he was not saved. And not only that, they saved Ryan. So now Will's the one in trouble. I'm sure he was just like feeling like, man, Canada hates me. And he was taking it out on poor Ryan.
I hadn't even thought of that, but that's exactly what it was. Yeah.
He's really salty.
Yeah, he's super salty.
Yeah. But I want to go back to what you said when you're talking about that, you know, but people might look at Will and say, hey, look, he's such a pain in the neck. He's so out of control. I don't even want to deal with putting him up on the block and having him go off for a week. Do you feel like, is that an effective strategy? And do you think that Will is thinking that way, or that's just how Will is?
I think that's just how Will is. I feel like, you know, Will just, when he doesn't get his way, he just acts up. He doesn't know how to control his emotions, it looks like. He doesn't know how to, you know, from the person who doesn't know how to control. But like, you know, like he doesn't know how to control his emotions. Like, I feel like even when Kayla told him that he might be going on the block, instead of saying, well, okay, let's talk about it because I was a little bit confused. Let's see what we can work out here. He gets up, storms out. He wants to confront people. And, you know, I feel like with fights in the house, you also have to be strategic with your fights in the house. I think people don't get that. Like, you can't just go off on anybody. You have to go off on the same people consistently every single time.
Well, he's not going off on them. He's not going off on them with, like, logic. He's just going off on them. Where it's like, I feel like when if you ever went off on somebody, it was like from a game perspective, and you're throwing logic at them, your points, and where you were coming from, where Will just, like, loses it because he's salty because he lost in a vote to, you know, Ryan or whatever.
And you know what? Sometimes you just need to remind people. Like, I remember, you know, like, I'm not going back to like season 5, but I remember when I was in the house and I would, you know, like torment Jackie a little bit. I want to keep reminding people that if I went HOH, I still don't like that bitch. She's still in the block. The people are like, oh, they're not fighting anymore. Or they, I'm going to keep reminding you. You know, like, if you have to let people know who you don't like. And if they win HOH, then I'll handle it. And, you know, but people feel safer when they know who you don't like.
Yeah, when they know you.
Yeah. And I feel like Will's just being emotional.
Yeah. Which I think is an interesting contrast to this season, where I feel like there's so many people that are in the house that want to be like buddy, buddy with everybody in the house.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the problems that why it makes it so hard to figure out who's really with who, Brent.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem. I mean, you can say, look, they're playing a better game. And I suppose that can be maybe effectively argued. I'm sure Taryn would argue that many of the players in the house currently right now are playing a better game than some of the players from last season or the season before. But again, I always remind him that this is a game that doesn't take place on a neutral battlefield. It takes place on television where people are watching, and you need ratings and you need money. Like, I mean, you can't just have a game in the middle. If they play a game in the middle of nowhere and nobody watches, did it really happen? You know, so it's kind of one of those things. I feel like they just I don't know if it's the cast or just the dynamics of how this season shook out was basically only one showmance. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe they just need more spicy personalities, but they were evicted early on. I'm not sure what happened, honestly.
Yeah.
Really.
I kind of feel like, you know, like people are like, oh, like production, like they're putting on this comp. We want to see more fighting. We want to see more of this, but production can't make them fight. So they have to do those things to be like, okay, well, let's just do this and have some fun. Let's just do this and have some fun. Let's just do this for a con. They have no choice but to still produce a show. It's not, you know, like they can't make people fight. They can't make people play the game how we want to see them play the game. Right. All they could do is control their part on what they're supposed to do for their show.
You know, that being said, though, like for the Have Not competition where they're playing basketball, like how about you throw in an element where, you know, like a knockout competition, right? So then people can kind of draw their lines a little bit, like, you know what, you're going on slop or whatever, and mm-hmm. that way you can maybe stir up a little bit. Right.
You sell your basket, like you pick a have not.
Yeah. I like that idea. I like that where it causes people to, you know, you have to expose who you don't like in the house, even a little bit. Just a little bit, and that gets people thinking, and it gets people riled up, and people don't like to be disrespected in the house. I mean, if you put me on slop, I'm like, what the hell, man? You know, like, I was just on slop 2 weeks ago.
Whether you can justify it or not, you put me on slop, I'm going to have some feeling towards you. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas when it's just a straight up competition like this, it's like, oh, well, we lost. I guess we're on slop. You know, there's no hard feelings there. It's just we lost because there was like three giants on this other team.
It is tricky to stir stuff up there, though, because people will justify, oh, he's been on slop 3 weeks in a row, so we're going to keep him. They're going to try to be friends about it. But I mean, it might add a little bit of an element to it anyways.
Okay, let's bring in some of the questions from the listeners that are joining us live here tonight. Trevor wants to know, there seems to be a good amount of strategic players this season, but not a lot of exciting moments. What do you guys think is missing? And I think that speaks to a little bit of what we're talking about tonight. Is there anything else you feel like that we think that we're missing that we have not seen? Like Ika, back in season two, when you shred the letters in the house, that was certainly an exciting moment that got people very upset. We haven't seen anything that is in that department so far here in season six, unless I'm missing something. Do you feel like that production should do more things like that?
Can I tell you something right now? If production gave those people a letter to shred, they still want to shred them. It's not, I can't blame production for these people. I cannot. I honestly feel like you give these people letters, they'll give them to the house guests. Like, you know, like, production can't be embarrassing themselves like that.
I mean,
giving out free letters and shit. Yeah.
Go through the cast in your head and who's going to have that moment? Nobody jumps off the page. Like, you know, I can't say Will's going to be the one who could have that moment if it presents. I don't think anyone will.
Right. Hamza would have done it. Maybe Hamza would have done it. Veronica probably would have done it.
All those people who probably would have done it have left. Like, Hamza was exciting to watch. Veronica was exciting to watch. Honestly, like, Andrew was there for a short time, but like, I mean, he followed around Erica and sat and gave her a stare down. I mean, like,
he'll do stuff to make you like give you something to talk about.
Right? Sure. You know, like, so those people for sure would have given you maybe a show like that, but those people aren't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we also got a little unlucky, Rob, too, because the people, like, you know, last season we just got lucky, you know, like, you know, Dimitri survives the 7th to 6th vote the first week, and then didn't you like win HOH the following week? Like, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. I'm like, you have to have, you know, where people rise to power from like the ashes, you know.
Yeah, and what we needed could have been dating Mark Chrysler right now.
We needed Johnny to win HOH. He needed to win that tiebreaker. If he won that tiebreaker, maybe it would have brought some drama into this house. But we got a little bit unlucky that Derek won, and it just sucked all the life out of this week, honestly.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay. For sure. This is a question from Callie. If you guys were on this season, probably not. They're not Callie doesn't want to know from me. Who would you guys have aligned yourselves with? Okay. So hypothetically, you guys are in this house, and now, who are you looking at that would be good fits to work with DeMica?
I think Marin.
Okay, can I say, well, Marin's not there right now.
Oh, like as of right now?
The
whole season. You can talk about people.
You know what? The only reason why I said Marin is because I feel like you have, like, when I first started working with Dimitri, I didn't know he could win comms. I didn't know he was able to do those things. I liked him because he was trustworthy, because he was loyal, and you can't get those things in that house, right? And then things just fall into place. If you have loyalty where you're not questioning, is somebody going to trash me or talk poorly about me or do this or do that or do whatever? It's a luxury, you know, like if you have people who will fight for you. And if you have, I'll choose loyalty over a comp beast any day.
Right.
I just happen to
have that. Likewise, I didn't know that how strategic and smart she was. I just remember the letter shredding because we were together very, very early on. But we just clicked and it was like, yo, I trust her.
Yeah.
And it really comes down to who you're going to click with in there and
go on.
Forget, like, if you think they can win comps or if you think they're this and that, like, if you trust them, that trumps everything.
That trumps everything. So I think Mayor would have been a good person to work with just because I felt like he was a trustworthy person. Mm-hmm. Right. Everybody else is trying to be, you know, this mastermind or be whatever. You think you can trust nobody in that house?
Yeah.
But how about as a couple in terms of trying to find an ally that works well for both of you in terms of the people in the house where there might be somebody that Dimitri says, okay, I want to work with this person. I want to work with this person. But how do you guys agree on a...
We work with?
Yes.
I think we pretty much, it's weird because when you're in the house, you get a feeling for something, we're pretty much on the same page, right? So it's pretty much us and then them. Nobody, so we're here and everybody else is always kind of like here and then there, there, and there, right? But we're always here. Yeah. That's just us as a team. Nobody else will ever be a part of the team. They're just here, there, or there. Right. And then you just rotate those people depending on how you feel, like where they fit with you. Like I'll protect the person right here because they're good for us, right? But like nobody will, is going to come between us type of thing. So it's just us for us to be like, I trust this person right now. I feel like they're pretty solid, yeah. But you also go with the house and we'll be loyal to that person. Pretty much like you roll with that person until they show the soil, and then they're bumped down. I think, it's a rotation.
I think like the difference is that most showmances will play, okay, so-and-so is tight. Like, you know, the guy is tight with these people. The girl is tight with these people. And they have their own side alliances after each other where we didn't. Like, you're either cool with one of us or both of us.
Or you weren't cool at all.
Right? And I think that's kind of the difference.
Yeah. Was there anybody that you guys had a difference of opinion about, or you guys were always in lockstep?
No, I mean, for the most part, we were pretty good. Like, you know, when you were getting along with Dre, she would just bring Dre around and we would have conversations in front of like all three of us, which would like help build trust with all three of us.
I remember like with Karen, we felt like, okay, I think we could trust Karen, or I'm not sure we could trust Karen, or I think we can. And then we felt bad for not trusting Karen. Like, we're pretty much on the same page. Or I might, like, you know what? Like, I don't know if I'm trusting, like, say, Kevin or Bruno anymore because we're in the same lines. Or say Netta or say Cindy. And I'll explain to him why. So after we talked about that, now they're on a no trust level. So you just have to work. That's how we work.
And I think it is rare. And I don't even think that we realized that we were doing it when we were doing
it. I mean, because you can't have friends and have your friends like people that you don't like. It's just a rule of like life. So if he's my person, like you can't be liking that person because I don't know. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Andrew in the chat wants to know, Ika, which of the house guests needs to get their letter from home shredded? Well, now they get videos. What would they do? Would they have like, would you get like a laptop and then you would like drag the letters to the recycle bin?
The trash can.
Then hit delete.
Oh, man. Honestly, at this point, I feel, oh my God. Okay.
I know where you're going with this.
I don't think you are. Like, I feel like the only reason why I want to punish this person is because I am personally tired of the tears all season. I'm tired of it. And like, I mean, if she gets a letter from home, she'll cry. If I trash it, she'll cry. So I might as well just trash the letter. Maddie. I like Maddie. I'm just tired of her tears and I'll punish her. I want to punish her for crying.
She's crying either way. So
she's going to cry either way. So I'm going to trash that.
I think she's going to win. I don't know. I think
who's
Ryan
coming for her? Who's coming? Somebody has to vote her out.
I don't think she can win a jury vote against anybody currently in the house. I think even Paris beats her at this point, Rob. Honestly, if Maddie was on last season, she would have been the Jackie. Honestly. Psycho would just not be bothered by her.
What about Paris? She's been a constant fixture in terms of the game. Do you guys have any feelings about Paris?
You know what? So I feel like I can't hate on Paris for going in and doing what's best for her game all the time. I just can't. It is super annoying
like there's a
every
button,
single minute when she's like, I just did that. Like, I'm really, shut the hell up. Yes, like, we get it. Like, yes, you went in and talked to Kayla and Kayla changed her mind. Like, how she's able to go in and even go to Derek and be like, we're still good, right? Like 10 weeks later, that's pretty good. Or I don't know if Derek is just dumb or she's really good at her relationships in the house and managing her relationships in the house. But I think she's doing a very good job at managing her relationship in the house. I am just annoyed with her, but I'm not a hater. So I will still give her the props that she deserves.
Okay.
Yeah. I want her to throw down at some point, but she hasn't had to do that yet. So, but I feel like when the time comes, she'll be ready.
Okay. What about when you guys watch the show? Do you ever have a difference of opinion in terms of people that you like that when you're watching the show together, Demetrius?
You know what? I think maybe like, cause we don't really
watch the show together because we live in.
Even when we talk about it after or whatever, I don't think we have that big a difference in opinion because we're just not invested enough into these people to have a difference, you know, this is obviously the first season that we've watched since we've been out. Maybe, you know, if we got more, down the road on another season, most part, we're pretty on the page.
I'm trying to think of if we ever really did.
Like, how many times is there a moment and we just like look at each other? Like, we just, our timing is like impeccable. It's just like, is this happening? you know, so.
Yeah.
Rob, I think also, really looking back on last season, we were really just blessed to have Karen on last season. You know, I'm a Karen lover. And she played like how I've always wanted to play, which is like, you know what? I'm going to give the people what they want. I'm going to give the people what they want. That's best within the confines of my game. And she saw like, I can give the people what they want and work within my game at the same time. And I mean, I feel like that was a big reason why I liked last season so much, but maybe it's just me.
Karen was amazing. I feel like, I don't think Karen gets enough props for her gameplay as well. No, like doesn't. When I look at players and I judge them, I kind of judge them based on, did you play the best game that you could have played? And I really feel like Karen played the best game that she could have played.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're talking to people who's like, well, she didn't really, Karen controlled a lot of Dylan's decisions. Mm-hmm.
She did a lot of pull in the house.
A lot of pull. She wasn't kissing him. Like, I was kissing this guy. But you know what I mean? Like, it's not easy for Karen to just be this older lady and like tell this guy what to do. And he does it.
Yeah.
But people will never give her props for that. People will get players like me or Dimitri or like Kevin and say, well, Kevin made so many mistakes in this game. We made mistakes as well. And I just kind of feel like she played the best game that she could. But, you know, if we say, oh, she played better than so-and-so, then we're bitter.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really trying to think of one thing that Karen did wrong. Like,
she was paranoid.
She was so subtle with her influence in the house. That like, you know, I didn't even understand it till I got home and I'm like, whoa, I think if you can go that under the radar, I mean, that subtle, like you're just that good, you know, and she doesn't get any credit for it.
It was a great season. It was a great season because you guys made it so far. You had Karen right there. I love Kevin as well. And it was, you know, just the ultimate final four in that you had so many, you know, really great players that made it. And there was nobody that was just like, you know, that you'd say,
how did they get here?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Okay. This is a question from Felipe. Thoughts on everyone but Rosina, who is in hell during week one, still being in the game at this point. Oh, that's eerie.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah, that's a little trippy.
So they're all people.
Yeah, they're all like Andrew would have put them on his shit list for so to say.
Yeah, because they had to play from the beginning. They were in hell.
Yeah,
they're back against the wall.
I can attest to that. Like being on the block, you know, day two, it wakes you up. Like you're like, oh shit! Like I'm in this game. And I don't know if, you know, just playing in that first HOH is enough to, like, you know, set you into that mode. But it might have something to do with that.
There's a lot of people in the history of Big Brother that they're on the block the first week and they go on to have deep runs in the game because they have to start playing from the get-go and they don't have the luxury of just laying back. And then they're sort of a little more battle-tested when push comes to shove. So who knows?
And aggressive. Like, I mean, I know me personally, I remember thinking, after being on the block day two and watching everybody put their hands up saying they're going to evict me in front of everybody, I was like, yo, I'm not going to be here very long. So I'm going to take my shots. Like, I'm going to go after the, like, you know, I'm going to try to make an impact for the short time I'm going to be here. And then, you know, lucky enough, I had her and we ended up going decently deep.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like that they got away from heaven and hell too quickly this season? Because I really thought that it was going to be the theme and that they were going to have, okay, every week, half the house is in heaven, half the house is in hell. And that's what we're going to do for 3 or 4 weeks. But they really just did it the first couple of days they were in the house.
Yeah,
they could have got pretty creative with it for sure. I mean, I'm not that creative of a person, but to come up with any ideas. But yeah, I mean, I hadn't really thought about it until you said it. But
yeah, me either. I didn't really think about it. I feel like I was just thinking maybe they were casting people that were, oh, I'm such a good person, and people were more comfortable with being like, well, no, like I'll cut you if I have to. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like the people who are there, who's, you know, like people kind of like Johnny, who said he had a problem cutting people, and people like Maddie, who said she had a problem cutting people, and people like, you know, like Kayla, like who said they have no problem being ruthless. I haven't really seen any ruthlessness from them.
Yeah,
I feel like Johnny could be ruthless, so I could see it out of him.
But he certainly can be. I think so. Jeremy in the chat wants to know, is Ika the meanest Canadian? Is that true, Ika?
No way.
You know, I feel like I'm the realest one. How about that?
The realest Canadian. Okay. what do you guys think about Olivia? That she's been one of the bigger personalities in the house. Ika, do you like Olivia? No comment.
You know what? I don't mind anyone. I don't like anyone. It's so funny that they're saying Olivia is a big personality. That is saying a lot.
I agree with Ike, Rob. I would not co-sign your assessment that she's a big personality. She's certainly an interesting personality, but I think that. But part of her, like her allure, it's sort of like Cody from last season on Big Brother, where like her allure is that she doesn't really have much of a personality, or that she's, you know, she's very eye rolly with things. And but that doesn't necessarily lead to big moments on TV. I wouldn't call it big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Medium personality.
Comparatively to the season, though, it might be good, though.
Yes. Anyway, wants to know, why didn't the show give us Derek's shortlist during the nominations? Does that mean anything? No, I hate when we see the shortlist. I'm glad they took away the show. Ika says, put up everybody who's on your shortlist. Demetrius, do you miss it when they make you say, okay, these are the four people I'm thinking about?
You know what? I hadn't even noticed that they didn't do that.
Turn that wheel like they're driving a bus.
Right. I'm sorry. Like I've been in there, and when I'm making, like I know who I'm putting up. Like, you know what I mean? The short list is kind of, I think it's so people at home can kind of get a better idea of where the HOH's head is at. So, I mean, if his head is just like nowhere good, they probably are just screw it.
Like, all right. This is a question. How do you feel about these unanimous votes? Because I'm over it. If you want to save someone, save them.
Same thing. It's just, and that's why they're putting Ryan up, so that they feel like they can kind of control it. And it's just like, it's a broken record, right? Ryan's on the block. Whoever he's next to goes home. And it's just like,
we're just seeing the same episodes every single week because these people are just making it so difficult.
Now, Brent, how come that Marin got branded with the thing? Like, oh, if you sit next to Marin, you go home. Oh, we got to get rid of Marin. We got to get rid of Marin. But Ryan didn't get stuck with that.
I don't know. And I'll co-sign what Taryn said, which is, and even though Ryan had nothing to do with saving himself, you know, via this twist, the house guests seem to view it that way. You heard even Allie on the show tonight talking about, well, maybe there's a side to Ryan that I have been missing since he was saved. Like, no, it's because he got an edit from the producers, honey, that you've seen every side of Ryan. Okay. There's nothing else to see. I'm just annoyed when they like try to play it like that. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, whatever. I also think just really quickly that, Marin was hurt by the fact that he was a gatecrasher, and he had that horrible lie coming into the house. I mean, he just didn't have some of the relationships, and I think it was always easy for people to say, oh, well, let's just put one of them up, you know, and unless he was a really good social player, which I love Marin, but he was not a great social player. He really was going to have to work extra hard, even harder than everybody else, in order to make up for the time that he was there. I feel like Veronica had the right idea. And, you know, she's like, look, I came in a week late. I'm going to play harder than everybody else. And I feel like that's the right way to go. Marin, on the other hand, I feel like played a little bit too slow.
Okay. Let's take one more question and let's talk about what's going on in the spoilers. Fat Tyson, how would Demetrius and Ika do in a 43-hour endurance competition? See Big Brother Brazil. Yeah, so I've seen some reports coming in that Big Brother Brazil, I think it was, they did a like final three challenge where you had to like stay on a platform with a car for, and they did it for 43 hours.
That is crazy.
Yo, I'm sorry. If you don't feed me every like 4 hours, I'm out.
We don't know. Maybe they had snacks. We don't know. We don't know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I'm joking. But
Noah says it was final five. It was the final five.
Final five. Okay.
I mean, at that point, you've already, you know, you've kind of left your life at home to be on this. You're so invested into this game. And if you can hang on for 43 hours, you hang on for 43 hours. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of gets to a point where maybe like Brazil's production should probably step in somehow to shorten it, because like that seems pretty dangerous and pretty cruel. But I mean, whatever. That sounds like fun to me.
Right. Just like, we changed the rules to basketball when nobody was scoring. It's like, okay, now you gotta, you know, hold on by your teeth. Okay. Speed this thing up. All right. We're going to go ahead and dive into talking a little bit from the spoilers, talking about the veto and what we expect to happen on Thursday. So thanks so much for checking us out tonight. If you are leaving us, Taryn will have the live after the eviction show coming up on Thursday if you are bouncing out here. But come on, stick around. Don't be a stick in the mud. And let's talk about what's going on with the veto coming up here.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay. All right. Time to talk about what's going on with the veto. Brent, okay, give us the update here on what's the latest with the power of veto.
The worst possible thing happened, if you want drama. The HOH won the veto. So again, obviously, yes, exactly. Right.
So Derek has won the power veto. And so we will have a big shakeup in the house because Derek is going to do what, Brent?
He's going to not use the power veto. Actually, it already took place. Yeah.
Okay, Monday, no veto.
The ceremony was today, and he did not use the power of veto. So one of Johnny or Ryan is going home, and it's looking like Johnny.
Okay. Ika, Demetrius, Johnny is going to go home on Thursday. What does Johnny need to do to stay?
He needed to win that veto.
He needed to
pick up that veto.
Oh man.
What can he do? I mean, you know, he could if I were Johnny at this point and I have nothing to lose, I would kind of go to the people who I feel like, you know, are kind of shaking. Not even go to them. I'd call out Kayla and Derek in the hall. Kayla and Derek are next week's targets, you know, kind of like they kind of are. And I feel like if I were Johnny, I'm like, listen, like, I'm starting now. If you guys keep me, I'm going after them. There's like, you guys are all safe. I need two people on the block, and those two people are going on the block, and one of them is going home.
And that's his only play.
I would do that the entire time.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, he's got to try to use like his ability to win comps, because he is like definitely good, and try to leverage that towards getting out people's targets, which is going to be you know, Dayla.
So don't use it to scare people to saying, oh, he could win HOH, but you I could win HOH.
Just reassure them
they're going up on that.
Yeah, reassure them of where your head's at and make them feel comfortable by letting them know that it's not you. But that's always not, I don't know if that's enough to keep them. Unless some shit goes down.
It's really tough, Rob. He's really hamstrung by the fact that there are six people voting this week, and I can find three votes for him, but I cannot find four. And then Derek's not going to break a tie in his favor. The problem is that the voting lineup is such that there's a threesome of Maddie, Will, and Paris. So that's three. Then a twosome of Allie and Olivia, and then one person by herself, being Kayla, because obviously Derek's head of household. So he needs four people to keep him this week. But by consequence, anything that's good for the threesome is not good for anybody else. And anything that's good for Allie and Liv is not good for the threesome. So they're not going, it's going to be very hard to get these two disparate groups together to come together for a group goal to try to keep Johnny. And I mean, it's more likely to be a 5-1 vote than a 4-2 vote at this point. Because he's really
just got to go cause some stuff and try to expose some people and break up some alliances. But he's definitely fighting enough in a battle.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah. So, Brent, tell me, give me the scenario. What should I be rooting for here? That I want to have an exciting game down the stretch, and I'd like to have a winner that we can look back and say, okay, you know what? They did a great job this season. So what should I be rooting to happen?
I think you should be rooting for Johnny to have better help. And by that, I mean, his problem right now is that Allie and Olivia are awful. They have really lost space in the game. They used to be great. I used to be buying stock in them, but they're playing badly right now. And he needs for Paris specifically to believe that Allie and Olivia do not want to keep Johnny, that they're afraid of him, that they want to get rid of him, because then Paris might say, you know what? I might want to keep this guy around, because she's not really feeling Allie and Olivia, but they are secretly working with Johnny. Allie and Olivia want to keep Johnny. They realize that they ate their own numbers, that they were the ones that turned Kayla and Derek against Erica and Johnny too soon. They did that too soon, and now they've lost numbers in the house and they've lost position in the house. I'll give Olivia credit. Earlier this week, she was like, you know what? We used to have power. It's like the two old men who tell stories about, you know what? When we were in power, things were a lot better. And that's what it's like with Allie and Olivia right now. Like, they used to have control of the house, and now they don't. Now Paris and I'd say Dayla have control of the house right now, and they're up a creek. So again, trying to find four votes for Johnny. I just can't do it. Even if he goes and says, you know what? I'm coming for Dayla. Like, you know, a Godfrey-esque speech. Like, they're my targets. I'm going to put them on the block. But, I mean, Paris is working with them. And they trust her. Why would she want you to go after them? She wants you to go after Allie and Olivia. But in order to get the votes, you have to say you're going after Dayla. It's a mess. There's no way for him to do it, okay. I don't think.
DeMica, let's just do it. Let's Ryan to win the game. Come on. Who's in?
You know, I'll give Ryan props in the fact that, like, you know, he's in the conversations he has seem to, like, have a purpose, whether they're, you know, good conversations or not. He is trying and he is playing. I'll give him props there. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Because they'll sell it as, at the end of the season, Ryan was the mastermind who had the house eating out of the palm of his hand the entire way. With his go on the block strategy that he always felt like that he had the upper hand and he had the house right where he wanted it.
they should be careful though, because players like that get more dangerous further down the stretch, because he's played a lot of comps, because the guys for sit POVs, that experience is like picking up experience at random games and winning comps. Like they should probably start actually paying attention to him, because he could
they should because Taryn was talking about on the update show, Rob, that you know, it's looking more and more likely that Ryan's gonna possibly win the game, like a Ryan Maddie final two, something like that, Ryan Paris final two, where Paris takes him to the end and then loses to him, something like that. By the way, I wanted to tell you really quickly, on the update show earlier today, Matt said something that I wanted to relate to you that I thought was very apropos, was where he said, you know what, it's really awkward listening to these people talk about things for their games in the collective sense that are good for them, when really they're talking about things that are in the individual sense that are good for them. Like, you're listening to Allie and Olivia try to talk to Paris saying, hey, you know what, it'd be a good thing to keep Johnny in the house, that'd be good for you too. But I mean, like, they can't even say that with a straight face. Paris knows that they're lying, that it's not good for Paris to keep Johnny, because if they're arguing keep Johnny, that means that Johnny's with him, not with her.
Yeah.
So like, it's a mess. And it leads again to some of the ambiguity this season, insofar as who's with who and who are the heroes, who are the people we're rooting for and who are the people we're rooting against. We can't tell.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little bit confused. Maybe Brent could like help us with this a little bit. On what's her name? Olivia's HOH, that double.
Yes.
Johnny pretty much corners her and was like, you're not putting Maddie on the block. What happened with that relationship?
I mean, they dropped it for a little bit while. She was definitely annoyed by it after the fact. Like, you know, he went really crazy with me a little bit.
Johnny and Olivia's relationship.
Like, he has, you know, saved her.
Right.
He's stuck his neck out for her. I'm confused, like, where that relationship is and why it is the way it is right now, where it's Maddie's going to be evicting him when he kept her in that house on, you know, Olivia's HOH. Paris stuck her neck out for Maddie as well. I'm just wondering, how is it now that Maddie and Johnny aren't on the same page
anymore? One thing to keep in mind about Maddie is that she's not aware of all the times that she's been in danger, Ika. She doesn't have all the facts. So she thinks that it's her own magnificent gameplay that has kept her safe until this point. She has no real idea how close so many times she's been on the short list or people have been going into the week saying, you know what? I'm going to put Maddie's ass on the block. I'm going to tell her to sit there. Like, I mean, she doesn't know like that. People have said that multiple times and yet it hasn't happened. So that's part of the issue is insofar as Johnny and Maddie's relationship. I mean, Paris really controls Maddie, I feel like. Paris is more dominant in that sort of trio of people. And even though Johnny does have some allegiance with Maddie and Maddie with Johnny, that Johnny's lie to the house about, you know, what who he was voting for and if he really voted to save Erica or not, I think really caused some distrust there. And also the numbers aren't there. Again, it would take 4 votes, even if Maddie was inclined to go against Paris and Will, which she's not. It would take 4 other votes. So she needs everybody else besides Paris and Will if she's going to go out and try and get some votes to save Johnny. And she could get 3. I can find 3, but I cannot find 4.
Okay. Brent, the chat room tonight has been buzzing about something going on with the crypt that we have seen. You know, we have this catacomb with this tomb that we've said from the beginning of the season, there's got to be some sort of secret veto in there. And people in the chat are talking about that there's like some sort of a leak in there. Is that a water leak or a diary room leak?
It was a diary room leak. There's not a leak in the room. Well, the roof was leaking. That's how they got everybody up into the HOH room. They said the HOH locked down. The roof is leaking because the storm, so we need to repair it. Paris even said it's leaking. So then, but that's when the feeds gave us like a 2 or 3 second view of some production people in the Have Not room. But there's some confusion about what was going on. What is it preparing for a twist, which I thought immediately, or are they just like changing the water in the tank or something, like, or fixing the filter or something? So,
preparing like people in Big Brother house.
Like right, that. Exactly. I will say this, that I have never seen Arissa or the show introduce a twist into the week after the veto's already been played. I mean, that would just look like blatant production interference.
They got into this predicament with a twist. The only way out is more twists.
I think that it's more likely that the twist is going to come up next week. I think that on the Thursday show, Johnny will probably be evicted and Arissa will say, hey, you know, this week there's like a have not power or maybe someone from jury will come back in the crib. I know there's only going to be one jury member at this point, but I don't know. I think it's whatever's going to happen is going to happen next week.
Okay. All right. So Ika, Dimitris, is there anything else about Big Brother, the world, anything else that you guys want to weigh in on?
Is there anything else, Dave? I don't think so.
No, I mean, I got nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm laughing really quickly. I went to Ika. The chat room just keeps saying over and over that Maddie is fickle as you know what. I mean, like, that's their explanation to what your question about what the hell's going on with Maddie. Why isn't she more grateful to Johnny in saving her? She don't care. She can't be bothered. She's like, okay, thanks for that, but I'm voting you out. Yeah, I think that she, yeah. So there you go.
No, I mean, like, on Johnny's part, like, I would be so angry and frustrated at the fact that, like, I've stuck my neck out for this girl, and she, you know, is this ungrateful little person. I would say that to her. Like, I remember when I, you know, even, like, with people in the house that I have been, like I've helped you, you little ungrateful person. I would have said that to her. I've been like, you know, in Olivia's HOH, like, you were going on the block. Stop my neck out for you. This is how you're paying me? Ungrateful people. I hate ungrateful people.
And, you know, if there ever was, like, obviously we were saying the numbers are looking pretty bad for Johnny, but, like, if he is going to rally,
at this point,
you need that other person, because everything that comes out of your mouth doesn't have any weight because you're on the block and your back's against the wall. That's when you need someone like Maddie, or like, you know, if I was on the block, that's where you need Ika going around with their influence, because their word gets a lot harder.
I'm just telling you that I would have got some stuff off my chest. I don't care about the hell my game or anything. Before I leave the house.
Exactly.
Like, before I leave the house, you're going to know exactly how I feel about you. And I'm like, it's not about like, you know, like bring up people's game at this point. It's about like, listen, like I am the kind of person, I can't go to sleep when someone has disrespected me, when I've allowed someone, you know, to do certain things to me. And I'm sorry, I've allowed Maddie to cry all season and I've saved her. And this is how she repays me. Mm-hmm. If I were Johnny, there are some conversations that need to, that people that I'll have to have in the house with some of these people. And Maddie for sure is one of them. I'm kind of angry for him that, like, he's not realizing that, like, I have helped this girl and she has the nerve to question a vote for me. Bitch, are you for real? Like, I would have been so mad.
Ike, are you mad that they introduced Wendy's into the house this season? And if they had it last season, that Demetrius could have been taking you to Wendy's every other week when he won HOH?
We've had this conversation too. She's like, you know, you're not bringing anybody to Wendy's except for me, right? And I'm like, of course.
What would happen if Demetrius said, what if I brought this person to Wendy's, Ike?
Yeah,
you know what? I would let him feed Karen. Karen could get some Wendy's. Besides Karen, nobody
it's
else.
It's a trap, Demetrius. Don't fall for it.
It's a trap.
Nobody else is eating.
She's testing me.
Because if you look at it, look, the people who are eating in your HOH room and getting the Wendy's are the same people who are voting to evict you. No, you're not getting no food from me. Go downstairs and eat some black.
I liked it when Derek was like, I hope he's hot.
Yeah. What was that about?
I don't know.
He was trying to make a really bad impression of a gay guy, but it didn't work. Yeah, and then it wasn't even a guy when he went. It was like the same woman. So whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you guys what's coming up here in the next couple of days on the podcast. Ika, you should check out the Taryn show. Yes, give it a shot. You'll like it. Come on, Ika.
I'm not interested in the show, Rob.
Okay. Well, June Song is going to be on it. You're missing out, Ika.
You know what? I like you, but I'll catch her on Twitter.
Okay. Well, Demetrius, will you check out the Taryn show?
No.
What about when Ika goes home? When Ika leaves?
She's Taryn's on the block right now. I don't think he's going anywhere.
He's going home.
He's going home.
That was a long time ago that he did that podcast.
You know I hold a grudge.
She can hold a grudge.
Which means I hold a grudge.
Big Brother Canada, check it out in the morning. Even if you don't watch the live feeds, Taryn's got the daily update of what's going on the live feeds. Ika, come on. What?
Okay. I'm sorry. I do not support this message.
Ika, what about the LFC roundtable tomorrow night? Brent is going to be on that.
Yeah, but Taryn's also on that too. So,
Brent, you know what? I feel like Brent understands that, you know, I care about him, and I feel like Brent, you know what? I know Ika cares about me. I know she likes me. I don't care if she misses it.
Exactly. I get it. He can be a tough pill to swallow.
No, you guys are missing out. All right. And then on Wednesday night, we'll get back to the Survivor, everything going on here as we discuss what's going on now. Second episode after the merge. You guys watch Survivor or Big Brother only?
I love Survivor. I've missed it this season, but usually if I miss it, I go back and binge watch the entire thing and get angry and happy by my damn self.
Yeah. It's been a fun season. It was a good episode this week. So we'll talk about that and much more coming up this Wednesday night. All right. So if people want to keep up with you guys on social media, where do they go? What's the best way for people to keep up with DeMica?
I can't stand that.
You don't like it? Oh, okay. I won't say it anymore.
It still sounds funny. Well, we're on social. We're on Twitter and
what
Instagram.
What do you prefer, Ica Metrius? Ica Spartan has to go first.
There's no good way.
Ica Metrius.
Yeah, there's no good combination.
It's grown on me. It's just, I remember someone was talking to us and they're like, so, DeMica, how do you propose it?
Yeah, this is weird being like approached.
Yeah, we're on social media. It's the exact same across all my social media platforms. It's just the Ica Wong on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, and mine's Demetrius_GIA, but she's got a YouTube channel that people should check out.
Yeah, what are you doing on YouTube?
I recapped the season a bit, but not as in-depth as you guys, you know, mm-hmm. If people know what's really going on, they should definitely watch your podcast. Mine is just about, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Hi, Rob.
Yes, is it only Big Brother? You talk about other stuff, too.
I do other stuff, but it's mainly been about Big Brother. It's hard. I don't know. Honestly, Rob, it says hard stuff. Good for you. It is not easy.
It's not easy, but...
This stuff. It's hard.
Yeah. You should do more stuff, not just Big Brother. I think that people would want to hear you talk about movies, the news, anything. The weather.
The weather.
What is with this bad weather?
If she was the weather girl, I'd be tuning in every morning.
Oh, God.
Yes. Now, do you get Demetrius on the YouTube channel also?
No, we did a recap together, but only because I'm here. And I had to film it here, but usually I just do it alone.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on so much that I know this is that I understand this is the last night that you two are together here for a while. And you could have been doing any number of a million romantic things. And instead, you guys took time out to talk to me and Brent. And we greatly appreciate it. And the listeners do, too.
Oh, we love you guys. I've been watching Rob before season two.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we love you that, Ica, you've been coming on this show for such a long time and I appreciate you still coming on and talking with us. It's always great. And so, thank you both so much.
No problem. Honestly, it was a lot of fun.
Yes. Okay. Do you have a hashtag you want people when they watch this podcast, when they listen to it tomorrow? What should people use as a hashtag?
They're trying to get us the same.
Do you have one?
Hashtag Ica Metrius. Is that what we want to say?
No, I guess it would be the hashtag DeMica.
Okay.
Hashtag. You're still coming to terms with the name, but.
Okay. I was the chat room wanted to use Butty Buddy, you know, from last season, Rob, because like with the butt competition happened again this year. So I don't know if you want to try that one too.
No, look, it's all about DeMica. It's all about DeMica tonight.
That's true. You're right.
We can use Butty anytime when that's what Raven said. I don't know if I have that still. All right. Well. Thank you both so much. Look, if you want even more, Rob has a podcast. Check out our Patreon page. Go to robhaswebsite.com/patron. We've got all sorts of extra shows, all of the Rob has a podcast swag, Facebook group, much more. robhaswebsite.com/patron. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. Bye.